I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Heathrow is the most traveled airport in Europe and one of the busiest in the world. Not this week, though. As you've no doubt heard, Heathrow Airport has become a giant, snowy airplane parking lot. Thousands of passengers have been stranded as the airport grounded most scheduled flights since a snowstorm hit last Saturday. The question many people are asking, though, is why? Tom Hall is a travel editor with The Lonely Planet, and Tom, passengers flying through other European hubs seem to have fared a lot better in this storm than those flying through Heathrow. How come?
It's astonishing, really, to be talking about Heathrow having ground to a halt quite so spectacularly as it has done. Heathrow being London's airport, and London being a city which is actually fairly mild when it comes to weather, has historically been struck by heavy snow far less than, say, airports in New York would have been. I think in the time that I was growing up in London, I'm 33 years old, I grew up in London, and I think it snowed once every 3 or 4 years for a couple of days, didn't really cause too much damage. In the last 4 years, we've had multiple snowfalls of much greater intensity that have lingered for longer and been accompanied by much lower temperatures than I think I've seen in my entire life. So we're in the middle of a real run of cold spells here. But because we haven't had these cold spells in the past, London's airports don't have the sophisticated equipment that you might find, for example, at Scandinavian airports for dealing with these kind of temperatures. So simply, we can't cope.
Except that there are some airports around Heathrow that are indeed coping. I mean, it may not be business as usual, but at least flights are getting in and out.
Yes, London Gatwick Airport, which obviously is serving the same city just on the other side of town, has coped a lot better. And if you look across Europe, we can see Frankfurt, Charles de Gaulle in Paris, and Amsterdam Schiphol all being hit by the same incidents, but seemingly coping with it a lot better. So as surprising as it may seem, it does seem that once again, Heathrow has caught a cold in a cold snap.
But it seems today that the British Airport Authority refused the help of the army to help dig it out of this mess. I guess the army was offering to plow through at least one runway, and Heathrow officials said no. Why not just get some soldiers with shovels in there?
I think it's a feeling that in order to get the runway properly cleared and safe, it wouldn't be sufficient to have soldiers out there with shovels, no matter how tough and well-trained and willing to help they are. I think you need, you know, things like de-icing equipment, you need specific snowplows, specific machinery that can make sure it's completely safe. As bad as this situation is, a worse situation would be for a plane to come into land, skid on the ice, and there to be some sort of an incident. So safety is the primary concern there.
But they really don't have access to that kind of heavy equipment?
They probably don't have access to enough of that equipment. You know, the Transport Secretary in the UK, Philip Hammond, was talking about whether we need to view what's going on at the moment, given that it's happened several years in succession, as a step change in Britain's weather or in London's weather, meaning that there is a case for investment in this kind of equipment. At the moment, somewhere like Stockholm's Arlanda Airport has a fleet of, you know, very, very large numbers of these plows, which can clear a runway in 6 minutes. Well, we're probably looking at 6 days to get everything back up and running here at Heathrow. And I can understand why people are saying that doesn't really sound acceptable.
Thank you, Tom Hall, travel editor with Lonely Planet, based in London, and hopefully planning to stay put. Tom, we're thinking of you.
Thank you.